All right, 741. Pretty good looking day out there. It is cool. We'll warm back up into the 70s today and for the rest of this week, too. More details in the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Do you realize we are just a couple of weeks away from the Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac race? And a new addition to the Port Huron Mackinac race came about just a few years ago. And it has evolved into Set Sail for Autism. Tom Ryapel is here with the organization. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
Doing well, thanks. We're joined also by Dan Collins. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Tom, why don't you just start by sort of telling us what Set Sail for Autism is, how it started?
Yeah. Well, Set Sail for Autism was started out as a way to get families who are impacted by autism and their the individuals on the family to experience different types of things out in the community. We thought the yacht race was a perfect way to do that. And so this is our fifth year. We've had events right down on at Vantage Point where the families can come. They can experience the race. It's in a protected area. It's been a great opportunity for them. They get to go on a boat ride, that type of thing. And then the other element was we have sailors on the spectrum who help bring the boats back after the race. So they sail back from Mackinac Island. This is our fourth year with that. And this year we have them going back to Mackinac, from Mackinac to Port Huron, but also to Chicago. So we have boats that are going to participate in both races. And Dan Collins is our chair for the committee and really has been involved, and he can give you a lot of background on that. So
sure.
Dan. Well, it's been a very rewarding experience to bring these young people back on the boat. Dorothy Latham just joined us in the room, and for the last 3 years, we brought young people back on Dorothy and Paul Latham's boat, Engager, and we've had a wonderful experience, the skipper and I. They just seem to rise up to the challenge. They're very task-orientated young people. We also bring an adult with them who know the child very well. And it's just been a wonderful experience, you know, bringing that boat back 230-some miles from Mackinac Island back to Port Huron. It's very challenging for them. The last couple of years, we've actually gone all night from Presque Isle to Port Huron. And, you know, sailing through the night. It's been a real adventure for them. The parents, you can see the parents' pride well up in them as they see their child taking on new tasks. The social interaction of these young people increases, and it's just a very rewarding experience for everybody involved.
I would certainly agree, and I think one of the benefits of having this opportunity for us as adults has been that we can see these young people have a great deal of potential. And as Dan said, they may be task-oriented, but for an employer, someone who's willing to complete a task, do it successfully, and be very conscientious about handling the job that they're doing, that's a wonderful employee potential. I'll tell you, I would love to have them all as an employee for me.
Well, and that's something that Oakland University is very involved in, the OU Cares program. Stephanie Laubach is on the line with us right now. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, and I appreciate you joining us. Talk a little bit, if you would, about OU's involvement in Set Sail for Autism.
Sure. Well, OU Cares became involved with Set Sail for Autism last year, and we are actually, OU Cares is part of the Outreach Services Program through Oakland University. We're a nonprofit organization within the Center for Autism. So we provide services for individuals with autism and their families from 3 years of age all the way through adulthood. And we have a variety of different programming. We have recreational programming, social skills programming, employable skills programming such as computer programs, career prep workshop, pre-employment skills training programs. We offer a variety of different summer camps, again, for individuals 3 years of age all the way through adulthood in order to teach them life skills as well as employable skills. And then we also have additional community events that we do throughout the year, such as evening enrichments, which are different speaking engagements. We bring in experts from within the community so they could talk a little bit more about challenges that individuals with autism have, as well as different monthly socials for adults, Family Fun Day, the Set Sail for Autism program, and as well as our holiday party. So we offer a variety of different programming and opportunities for individuals and their families on the spectrum.
Well, not only have these young people been involved in sailing, they've also been documenting their adventure as well on video. And they've produced some really interesting documentary videos too, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Last year, we did have a crew that went out and documented the entire experience from start to finish. So that was a wonderful opportunity for them to actually videotape and interview individuals and just showcase their other talents as what they can do as well.
And as Dorothy was saying, this really demonstrates the skill set that these young people possess, and it's a great message, I think, to potential employers, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. It helps our individuals build confidence. They can learn and implement the life skills that they have learned in our programs and learned in other programs. They can showcase their strengths as an individual and just show people what they can do. Even though they might have a disability, they're able to be capable, employable individuals.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Stephanie. Just to pick up a little more on what we're doing on Saturday of the race, down at Vantage Point, we'll have 150 or so parents and young people on the spectrum enjoying this spectacular event of the boats leaving the Black River to go out to the starting line. We'll have food available for them, and it's a very nice venue to watch. It's such close detail, the boats and crew as they leave the Black River. Well, they'll also be taking a small boat ride that day. And that's from 9 till noon, and if anybody is interested out there in participating in that, they can contact OU Cares and get signed up for that event as well.
Stephanie, what's the best way to find out more about OU Cares or to contact OU Cares?
They can go on our website. It's oakland.edu/OUCARES. So they could just go on our website. There's information on our website. We also have a Facebook page. There's information on our Facebook. They could give us a call if they need, if they would like to as well. We could talk a little bit more information in regards to that. Set Sail for Autism also has a Facebook page as well as they have a website as well. And that is setsailforautism.org.
All right. Very good. Stephanie, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Stephanie Stephanie Laubach from OU Cares. One of the interesting things, folks, is we talk more about the local aspect of Set Sail for Autism, is that this really just started out as, gee, how can some of these people on the spectrum go out and look at the boats on Saturday morning without some of the other, distractions that come along with that? And that's, really a big important thing with autism, trying to help people experience life the way the rest of us do in a more controlled setting, right?
Absolutely, and I think, as Dorothy also mentioned, the idea is many people have never really had a direct connection with families or with individuals that are impacted by autism, and once they meet them and they get to understand that they can help them become more integrated in the community by just understanding and giving them those opportunities, I think it's as important to them. I think Dan and Paul, after the first year, one of the comments Paul made was how much he learned from that experience,
yeah.
Right, Dan?
Oh, correct. And it was a growth experience for everybody, and we just really enjoy participating with these young people and watching them learn new things. It's very, very rewarding from our end of it.
Absolutely.
I think that for us as boat owners and people that have been able to experience these kids and have an opportunity to spend time with them, we can become a voice for them. It's easy for us to step back and enjoy our experience. It's another thing to be able to step up and say, you really need to appreciate that there are a number of people on the spectrum in our communities, and they have a great potential for us to delve into, and we really need to reach out and try to find ways that we can include them rather than exclude them from our societal norms. They're very wonderful people, and it really is an exciting experience for us. And I think that we should all reach out and try to help the kids.
Well, this is a great way to start. Absolutely, Set Sail for Autism. You can check out the Facebook page for more information. And again, on July 16th, the day of the Mackinac Race, 9 till noon, they'll be offering opportunities for some of these young people with autism and their families to get up close to the sailboats and see them on that Saturday morning.
Absolutely. And one addition this year, we have a point-of-sale program where there are a number of locations, including Charlie's, the Vintage, Rick's on the Rocks, Portier and Yacht Club.
Freighters.
Freighters, yeah, a number of them.
I know that because that's where I bought
Junction
mine.
Buoy. Yeah, they can make a donation. There's a little sale that goes up the wall. And they can also go on setsailforautism.org, the website, and make a direct donation to support the program.
All right.
We really appreciate that.
Fantastic. Folks, thanks so much for joining us this morning and telling us more about Set Sail for Autism. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Tom Riopel and Dan Collins and Dorothy Latham with us on WPHM at 7:51.